Welcome to Believers Academy, where we are studying how to stop spiritual drought. We are to be alive, not dry in the things of God. We have discussed the need to stir up our faith and our power in Christ. This lesson focuses on another aspect of the life of God in you.
Step three is crucial to revitalizing yourself, and it is to stir yourself up in the love of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The God kind of love is unselfish, unconditional, and it's in you. God loves you, and His love has prepared the best for you at all times. The way God's love is developed in you is by stirring it up as an act of your faith, instead of reacting in response to your feelings. Choose, by faith, to give and receive the love of God.
In the Greek language, Jesus chose the word agape to describe God kind of love. It means I love you because I promise to love you. I love you not for what I can get out of you, but I love you because I want to love you. I love you and will continue to love you regardless of what you do or say. You are loved forever. I swear to it.
1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7 is a beautiful description of God's love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Saturate yourself with His promises and provisions, and stay in constant contact with Him until His love not only rises up inside of you, but also overflows in you, bringing life and deliverance to everyone around you.
Declare these words now. In the name of Jesus, I stir up the gift that's within me by faith. I'm stirring up the love of God that's in me. I'm stirring up the power. I am stirred up.
So, here are your tasks for today. First, stir yourself up in love by deciding to love others by faith instead of as an emotional response.
Second, study God's word about His everlasting love for you. Hint, John 3:16 and 1 John 4:7 through 8.
Third, make it a habit to thank God every time you see His love in action.
Finally, download the faith activities on this page and do the activities. You're doing great. There are 6 more lessons in this series, and the next one is how to stir up a sound mind. We'll see you again soon at Believers Academy. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.